The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Welcome to Friday, December 19th. We've made it to the end of another week, so I hope everybody's looking forward to a weekend. I am Brian Burkle. I am your guest host today. And as always, we are live and local this morning at the WTBR studio on Federico Drive. Today, we have in studio Captain Stefan Rivero, who is in charge of the Salvation Army here in Pittsfield. And so we thought it was a timely conversation to talk about Salvation Army. I'm sure it's on your mind as you guys are out there shopping for the holidays, Christmas or Hanukkah. You can hear those bells ringing when you get out of the car as you're going into the different stores. So it's very much obviously right in front of us as we're out there and about. So I thought it was pretty timely to have the Salvation Army in here to talk more broadly about what else the Salvation Army offers nationally, as well as particularly here in Pittsfield and Berkshire County. So we will get to Captain Rivero in a moment. We're going to start off with the weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. High wind warning in effect until 1 a.m. EST Saturday. Today, rain showers this morning. Then rain showers with possible snow showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty wind this afternoon. Locally heavy rainfall possible this afternoon. Breezy with highs in the lower 50s. Temperature falling into the upper 30s this afternoon. South wind 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 55 miles per hour, becoming west 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Chance of precipitation near 100%. Tonight, mostly cloudy and very windy. Much colder with lows around 19. West wind 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, that's a lengthy report. Actually, outlasted the jingle. So a lot to be said. Of course, I think most of us, if you've even looked out the window already, you know that it is a rainy, blustery day. You may have already gotten some warnings that we could anticipate some power outages throughout the region. So be prepared for that, please. So again, this morning we have Captain Stefan Rivero. Captain?
Hey.
How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, you know, we want to talk a lot about what's going on with the Salvation Army here in Pittsfield. Now, you have been involved. You've been involved with the Pittsfield, what do you call it, post station?
Corps.
Corps.
They call it Corps,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So you've been involved with the Corps. You've been running the Corps here since when?
Since July of this year.
Since July of this
year?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty new.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Berkshires. Are you, so tell me a little bit about your background. Where do you hail from? Where did you come before?
I was born in Venezuela, but mm-hmm. I was raised in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I came when I was a little kid and got involved with the Salvation Army there. But I went to the seminary mm-hmm. To become a Salvation Army pastor 8 years ago already. So right before I came to Pittsfield, I was in charge of the Salvation Army Corps in Brockton, Massachusetts for 6 years over there. So it's been a little bit of a transition. It's, mm-hmm. it's very different communities, mm-hmm. but it's going well so far here. We're really enjoying it. It's very beautiful.
Yeah. So 6 years in Brockton.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Like I said, welcome to the Berkshires. We're glad
Thank
to
you.
Have you here. So let's talk a little bit about the Salvation Army, maybe the history of it, because I'm sure there's, you know, people have some interest in that because of, you know, the fact that you wear uniforms and you've been around for so long. What can you tell me about the origin story, maybe, of the Salvation Army.
Yeah, so it was all founded in 1865 in London. It was during a time where there was a lot of people that were being pushed away and overlooked, mm-hmm. Specifically within the church at that time. So there was a minister, his name is William Booth, that he would go out and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and trying to, he didn't have a church. He was just like an evangelist, and he would kind of point people out, like, go to this church, go to that church. Unfortunately, during that time, even the church were pushing people, like people that were addicted to just, they were drunks or other things that society looked as bad. And they would actually push them away. They would say, like, there's no place for you here. So he started to kind of have a meeting together every week with them, because he didn't want them to go back into their vices. Mm-hmm. And through that is where the Salvation Army then became bigger and bigger, because he was just reaching so many homeless, mm-hmm. and drunks and others. Those people then, you know, started gaining more ground and inviting more and more and more, until now we are in over 132 countries.
132 countries.
Yes. So it's a pretty vast mission that we're going into this world, and there's still plans of expanding even more. Probably what the Salvation Army is mostly known for is for disaster needs. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's something going on in our country or even in the world, mm-hmm. People are always being sent to help those in need.
Yeah, you're right. That aside from the kettles, that is another one of those things that people recognize as the Salvation Army, and that is the disaster response, right? Mm-hmm. The, what do you call it, emergency disaster services, yeah. I think it is, right? It's the term used, EDS. And you know, that we see it around here in Berkshire County. I'd say most recently, you know, unfortunately, there was the fire in Lenox with the wagon wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that, I think I saw that your van there, helping out for, you know, those who had been displaced, for the emergency workers. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a cold morning, so I'm sure they appreciated you being there. But yeah, exactly. That's something that people recognize as part of the Salvation Army. And I'd like to talk more about that in a little bit, about the broader spectrum of that, you know, how you do go all around the country. But when we talk about all around the country, and you talked about 132 nations where the Salvation is established, do you, like, within the United States even, do you have subsections, like geographic areas?
Yes. So there's three territories. So mm-hmm. they're split, actually four, sorry. So there's the Eastern, Southern, Central, and West mm-hmm. territories. So everything's split. So we're in the Eastern part. And then within those territories, there is a division. So we, Massachusetts, we are a whole mm-hmm. Division. But there's other places. So Northern New England has, like, Maine, Rhode Island, and some other ones are part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are the Massachusetts Division here, and part of the Eastern Territory, and then part of the nation. Like, we also have a national headquarters in Washington, D.C., which is just the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so where you were in Brockton, and now you're here in Pittsfield, how is that term? Because, you know, before the show, I mentioned to you that Justin Barter, who was the captain here in Pittsfield prior, you know, somebody I knew, he'd been in here before. And but now he's been relocated. You've been moved here, which I know that's just sort of what you do, right? That's just part of the process for the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about that and how it's determined where you might go, or is there?
Yeah,
much so of a process?
that's one of the things that they take from the military. Uh-huh. You know, kind of you get a call one day and you got to move to wherever they see you that will fit mm-hmm. best. Unfortunately, you don't know when you're going to get moved. You could be in a place for a year. You mm-hmm. can be in a place for 10 or more. The way that everything works is they look at different things. For example, there's people that retire. Mm-hmm. There's people that, you know, find another place to work at.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other people that just the headquarters sees as they'll be fit in this bigger location
mm-hmm.
or or maybe a smaller location. Also depends on your family.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a child that's about to graduate high school, for example, they don't want to move them right before that. So they take a lot of stuff into account. You know, it's kind of unfortunate, you know, taking your whole family, you know, like, for example, my children made friends for 6 years over there, and then we had to kind of tell them to come here. Thankfully, they've been really good in that transition, and they're making lots of friends here. But that doesn't always happen with other families. So,
yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that the transition's going well.
Yeah.
I'm also glad to hear that is taken into consideration. Like you said, if particularly if it's somebody who is close to graduating, you know, that's you don't want to uproot somebody, you know, one of your kids at that point. Yeah, so that's good. These territories, you said this is the northeast.
So this is the
eastern territory, and you mentioned part of that reassignment comes from the sort of a military style background, right? And of course, it's called the Salvation Army, and you guys have uniforms.
Yes.
Is there a story behind the uniform? Where that came about?
Or? Yeah, during that time, William Booth was a big idea guy. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get people's attention so that he can preach the gospel to them, right? Mm-hmm. So during that time, there was a lot of military stuff, and they were very respected. So they decided. Before it was called the Salvation Army, it was actually called the Christian Mission. It was very simple, and then they decided we have to do something else to kind of pop out a little bit in the community. So they decided to do uniforms along with instruments. Mm-hmm. So they used to do a lot of just marches with air instruments to get people's attention. People will hear something. Yeah. Air instruments were, you know, you would have to go to a concert. And people would have to pay to see music live, but they were able to bring a whole band, and then people would come and hear what's going on. So it was all about like getting attention, getting people to see others, and then kind of come out and say what's going on here. Like, there's an army marching down our road. Like, what's happening? And then they would kind of hear what he had to say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. And I guess, you know, also too at that time, that whole idea of uniforms with the aesthetics of that was more in fashion back then. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to get people's attention.
Yep.
Right? So as far as the instrument playing, do you play an instrument?
I play the drums and I play the guitar at our church.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually how I got like connected with the Salvation Army. So when I was a kid, my mom was looking for a church. And, you know, we went to the Salvation Army in Oak Brook Terrace in Chicago, in the Chicago suburbs. And one of the things that they invited us was, like, youth programs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was also music programs. So I started learning percussion.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of got me hooked into going to the Salvation Army, wanting to go and learn more because I didn't have drums or anything in my house. So I had to go to the building to play drums and all this. So that kind of got me to stay there longer. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. So you still do that actively? You still play? You still perform for your services?
So I play the guitar right now. My son actually now has learned percussion and he plays drums now.
Uh-huh.
So kind of you know, now it's his turn.
Yeah, good. A little family band.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, other than that. You guys play the bell.
Yep.
Right. That's what we all hear when we are going into the stores this time of year. For those of you who might be just joining us, because I know sometimes people, you know, join us during their commute or when they get into their office or while they're getting ready for their morning. The guest that we have here today on the Morning Drive is Captain Stefan Rivero, who is the captain for the Pittsfield Corps, which is located over at 298 West Street here in Pittsfield. And so we're talking all things Salvation Army. And so, of course, being Christmas season, we want to, if you weren't already aware, if you're not out, if you haven't been out shopping, because Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas, you have less than a week, right? And maybe you've been out for Hanukkah shopping. But either way, I'm sure you've heard the bells, right? And so that's just part of the season. It's part of our season here. And I know for myself, we were just talking beforehand that one thing that I've been challenged with is that, you know, I don't carry cash with me so much anymore, right? Because everything's so electronic and so forth. So I've gotten much better, but now I keep some change in the car because I can't tell me how many times I've pulled in to, say, Downtown Crossing. And as soon as I open the door, I hear the bell, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't have any, change. But I've gotten better about that. So so let's talk a little bit about that. Where are some of the locations that that the bell ringing or the kettle yes. might be located this time of year?
So our location has five different stores where we stand at. We have the Walmart in Pittsfield, the Market 32, mm-hmm. that's right next to it, in Pittsfield as well. We have the Market 32 in Lenox, right on the line. And then we have the two Stop and Shops that are in Pittsfield, in Dan Fox, and then in Merrill Road. We're there every day except for Sunday, you know, and we started like a week before for Thanksgiving. Thankfully, we've been getting a lot of volunteers. There are days when we lack volunteers, so we're not able to put out as many people out there. But so far, it's going very well, and we're really excited to see people being so generous in the community.
Yeah. And so a little background through the Lions Club, because I know sometimes it'll be some of the organizations around here, like the Civitans or Lions Club, they'll adopt like a day, right, at a location. So when I was with the Lions Club, I did ring the bell for a couple of days over a couple of years at the Market 32. And it was fun. It was fun to do. A great way just to engage with people as they're coming and going, especially during the holiday season. And but I'll tell you, it's funny. And there's so many generous people, no doubt about it. But it was funny, like, you know, some people just they don't want to be bothered, and I get it. You know, they just want to get in and out, do their shopping, and it became sort of this study of human behavior. You know, because like some people come in and they do everything they can to avoid eye contact.
Yes,
you know, literally walk backwards or something. You know, and just to put it out to everybody, you know, nobody's twisting anybody's arm.
No,
you know, you don't have to worry about that. You know, if would love to, if you're ringing the bell, people would love just to see say hi, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever it is. So yeah, there's no hard pressure there.
No.
So and you know, and it doesn't have to be, because there are plenty of people who are very generous. It really is reassuring.
Yeah, and the great thing about bell ringing is that it just makes you feel like Christmas, right? Like when you hear that bell, it's like, oh, it's that time now.
Yeah,
you got to go shopping. But I did want to mention in most signs now we do have a QR code.
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah.
Oh, good.
So if you ever, you know, have a little bit of time to just take a picture and then you know, do the rest while you're shopping or later on, that's the biggest challenge. I don't carry cash either. I feel bad when, you know, there are other organizations asking for money as well. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash ever. So I totally understand. And the bell ringers, you know, they just want to say hi. They just want to say Merry Christmas. They want to make sure everyone is in a good mood. Yeah. It's no, don't worry. You don't have to. Right. You're not offending anyone if you don't give.
That's right.
It's okay.
Yeah. Because you know, we also understand people give in all kinds of ways.
Exactly.
So yeah. We don't want to put anybody on the spot when you're there. Let's talk a little bit about the Salvation Army and some of the programs that you provide here, particularly here in Pittsfield. So let's start with, let's talk about one that's not here anymore, which is the Salvation Army store, right? My understanding is that the nearest, because there used to be one in Pittsfield, and sometimes people still ask about it. My understanding is that the nearest ones are in Springfield and Albany. But what's important is to clarify this, can people drop things off at your location for the store?
No, unfortunately, they can't. We don't have any, usually when there's a store nearby, there's some kind of like box donations. So we don't have any of that. So we're not able to store anything. And And usually the trucks that pick up donations, they don't want to make the drive all the way to Pittsfield to pick up donations.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you do want to make a donation, just reach out to one of those other locations in Albany or Springfield. But please don't bring things to the down to West Street.
Yes.
You just don't have room for.
There are other places that will take them, like the Christian Center and other organizations in the area that would love to take your donation. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah. There are plenty of places here. Thank you for bringing that up. So let's talk about. I know a big part of what you do is you provide a food pantry, right? Mm-hmm. And you also have a hot meals program.
Yes.
So let's talk about that, please.
Yeah, so we have our feeding program that it's from Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. It's open to anyone. There is no background check, you don't have to sign in. You just come in and we'll have meals ready. That happens from 10 a.m., 10:30 until 11:30. And then we also have a dinner on Sundays at 4:30, from 4:30 to 5:30. It is run completely by volunteers. Mm-hmm. So all the people that make the food, all the people that serve, all the people that clean and do everything are all volunteers. So it's an amazing program because that's they just try to connect with people in the community to try to help them and just encourage them. Mm-hmm. And it's we have a good reception from the people that come in. I every once in a while I go walk in to just talk to them and see how everyone's doing, and they're always very thankful for all the volunteers are able to help. Mm-hmm. And so that's been going on for a little while. And then the other program is a food pantry that runs Monday through Wednesday from 12 to 3. So right after the feeding program, then we have a half an hour break, and then 12 to 3 is a food pantry. That's a pretty quick thing as well. You just walk in. Mm-hmm. You might have to just give your name, just so we know how often you're coming, and mm-hmm. really for stats more than anything. We usually have a variety of food that we're able to give to the families. A lot of times we even have diapers. So if there's any parents are in need of diapers, we're able to give that to them. Diapers are a little expensive right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for sure. That's great that you offer that.
Yeah. So it's been great. The person that does the food pantry has been there for a very long time. So she has gotten to know people as well, and she's very knowledgeable. So she's able to help them. If they have other questions, and they're able to really connect with the community. I've really enjoyed that very much. Yeah. The connection.
Yeah, because exactly, that's a great opportunity for you to have some face time with the community, the people in need. So when we talk about that service, the providing food through the pantry and through the meals, are you finding from your experience, and I know you're new here to Berkshire County, but in general, are you seeing a greater need for that, or are you seeing any trends?
There was a little spike when there was a little scare of the food stamps. Mm. There were a lot of people that were able to come. But that also kind of let them understand that if they are in some kind of bad situation, they're able to come and be able to get some food, to not worry too much, kind of in a way that we got their back. Mm-hmm. Right now, thankfully, everything kind of went back to normal. There are some needs, but at the same time, we're able to fulfill those needs. Mm-hmm. So we've never had to turn anyone back and say we don't have food for you or anything mm-hmm. like that. So I'm glad that we're able to serve.
And the food, where does the food come from? Is that something that you're looking for donations, or do you have a pipeline already?
So we do get food from the Western Mass Food Bank, mm-hmm. but we get a lot of food from just the community as well. Just recently, the Rotary Club did a huge food drive, and we were able to use that for our holiday boxes. And we get reached out from, contacted by other places that want to do food drives. So those are always welcome mm-hmm. because, like I said, we don't want to say no to anyone. So the more food that we have, the better. and that way we can serve our community the best that we can.
Sure. That's great. And so if you are an organization that wants to do a food drive, should they reach out to you first if you're going to be the recipient?
Yes, yes.
Check in with you and make sure that, let you know that they're doing that, or?
Yeah, that way we can coordinate everything. You know, if we need to pick up the food or if they're going to deliver it, that way we'll have someone there to receive it. And sometimes they don't know what kind of food to ask for. So mm-hmm. we can give them like a list mm-hmm. so right. they know, you know, the essential stuff that we try to make sure we have for everyone.
Right. Yeah, so make sure the list, the shopping list is reasonable.
Yes.
Right? things that you actually need and folks really need. So you mentioned that that those programs are handled and run by volunteers, mm-hmm. right? So let's talk a little bit about volunteering for the Salvation Army. If somebody wants to become a volunteer, how do they do that?
They just have to contact us. They just have to, if you go on Google, mm-hmm. Right, you just Google Salvation Army Pittsfield, our number will be there. Just give us a call, and we're able to direct you of if you need to come to the office also. Mm-hmm. You can go in person. And we'll just have to give you, like, a little form, a volunteer form that you have to fill out. And that usually takes for everything to be approved, like, maybe a day or two. Mm-hmm. And we are very flexible. So if you don't have much time, right, if you only have like an hour to give, we're able to try to fit you in mm-hmm. however we can. If you're able to do, you know, multiple times a week, then we'll try to see how we can work you in into the different programs that we have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I invite anyone to just come by. If you come by, you can also see maybe some action happening in the feeding program or the food pantry, and maybe you're interested. That will kind of pique your interest. Mm-hmm. I want to help in this area.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that I know there are people out there who are looking for something. They have some, you know, maybe newfound time, maybe newly retired, or mm-hmm. or they have some extra time and they're looking to volunteer somewhere. And so people don't always know what's available out there. So I know you have, I checked out your website, obviously, beforehand. And there, when you go to that volunteer section, there were a couple subsections. Like there was volunteering with youth, volunteering with seniors, volunteering with the food programs, volunteering with the emergency disaster service. And then there was also there's a section there about group and corporation volunteering. So is that something where, exactly what it sounds like, you're a corporation, you want to send out a team to do some work for you for mm-hmm. some period of time? Is that kind of how that works?
Yeah, so every once in a while we do get, so some companies mm-hmm. Require some employees to like do a certain amount of volunteer work in mm-hmm. the community. So we sometimes get a group that wants to, for example, they need like 5 hours someday, or and we're able to have like maybe a little project for them. Maybe it's painting a room mm-hmm. or just doing, you know, some cleaning. And, you know, we have a gym, so like maybe clean the gym or even just volunteer for the feeding program. But they have like a good amount of people that are able to work with that. Mm-hmm. So if there are any corporations that want to take part of that, we welcome them. Mm-hmm. And we can even, you know, there's lots of stuff to do, so we can definitely find something for them to be involved and help us serve the community.
Yeah, and like I said, looking at your website, we're going to get into this in the second half of this this conversation after 8 o'clock. You have so many different programs, so there are a lot of different opportunities for volunteers to help you out because you have so many things going on. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested out there in doing any kind of volunteering specifically for the Salvation Army, do go check out their website, and you can see one, all the different programming that they do, which we will talk about some more, as well as the volunteer tab where there's more information about volunteering. So we are approaching the top of the hour. We are going to take a pause for our station identification. We're going to thank our underwriters, and we will return. Again, we're talking with Captain Stephen Rivero with the Salvation Army Corps here in Pittsfield. So we will be back in a moment. Thanks for listening to WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Thank you.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
If you or someone you care about has experienced or is currently dealing with sexual or domestic abuse, Elizabeth Freeman Center is here for you, day or night, whether you're ready to take action or just want to talk. You are not alone. Call our free and confidential hotline to speak to a counselor today at 866-401-2425. That's 866-401-2425, or visit our website at elizabethfreemancenter.org.
Good afternoon, my radio listening friends. Are you ready to discover songs you love in a whole new light? Well, tune in to Newman's Undercover.
Hello, Newman.
Where we shine a spotlight on the best and most fun and special cover songs from all musical styles. Join me every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. on 89.7 FM. WTBR Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Morning Drive. Again, we're on WTBR 89.7 FM, WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. Which is kind of new to us. But, well, I say new. I think we're approaching a year now with being able to reach out down to Lee. And, you know, if you are, if you're North County, I've been able to catch this signal all the way up into Adams, and actually even in North Adams on a good day. So even if you're traveling, you know, stay tuned on our station if you're driving around, because we always like some feedback too, like, hey, I made it all the way down to Great Barrington, or I made it all the way out past Beckett on the Turnpike. It's just kind of gives a little feedback as to how far we're reaching. So in studio today, we have Captain Stefan Rivero, who is charged with, he's been appointed as the captain for the Salvation Army Corps here in Pittsfield, which is located at 298 West Street. And we're going to talk, we're going to continue our conversation about all things Salvation Army, because the Salvation Army offers a wide variety of services to our community, nationally and locally, of course. So we're going to get into some of that programming that they have available, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the national outreach with the disaster response. We'll like to talk about that a little bit. So we will be back in a moment. I'm going to do the weather jingle and hear what the weather department has to say about what to expect.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. High wind warning in effect until 1 a.m. EST Saturday. Today, rain showers this morning. Then rain showers with possible snow showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty wind this afternoon. Locally heavy rainfall possible this afternoon. Breezy with highs in the lower 50s. Temperature falling into the upper 30s this afternoon. south wind 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 55 miles per hour, becoming west 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Chance of precipitation near 100%. Tonight, mostly cloudy and very windy. Much colder with lows around 19. West wind 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
So you know there's a lot going on when the that report outlasts the jingle, so as it did just there. So a lot going on the next couple of days. Obviously, we've had a white December up until, well, even still now, but I think that this rain might wash some of that away. But they're saying that there's going to be a possible dusting, maybe an inch or two between now and Christmas. So we may still have that white Christmas after all. But right now it's sort of a December heat wave, if you will, right? Almost 50 degrees, I think, but wet and definitely windy. So be careful out there driving today and tomorrow, and be aware that there were some alerts that were put out that there could be some power outages because of the wind and the branches coming down, especially if there's some ice on those branches. So be prepared for that, please. So we are going to continue our conversation about the Salvation Army Corps here in Pittsfield. And we have Captain Stefan Rivero in studio. Captain, how are you?
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, sir. Thanks for sticking around for the second half.
Yeah.
So, you know, we wanted to talk about some of the programming that's going on here in Pittsfield. I grabbed some things off of your website, so I'm just going to kind of go through this list and you know, you kind of we can kind of revisit a few things. But obviously, we talked already about the Hot Meals program, which we can revisit that. We talk about the... or rather, you also have the Tuesday Night Youth Program, you have a women's ministry, you have Bible studies, you have the Good Neighbor Energy Fund, just to name a few. So what would you like to talk about?
Yeah, so the way that our programs are separated is that we have social service programs and then religious programs.
Mm-hmm.
So the religious programs is because we're a faith-based organization, and we started as just... pretty much the main point of it all was to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But along with that, we also wanted to serve human need. So that's our mission is, you know, if you go to our websites or anything, our mission is to preach the gospel along with helping those in need in the name of Jesus, just reflecting God's love.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to balance those out in every location. And some of the programs, like you mentioned, we have the women's ministries and Bible study. Those are more focused on the spiritual part. While I'm the director of the Salvation Army, I'm also the pastor of the church. So I have to balance that as well. And those programs, if you're interested, the Bible study is on Wednesdays, at 3:30. And everyone's welcome. You know, the doors are open for anyone to come in. We have people that just are church members, and other times we have people that, you know, they're just new. They just want to see what's going on and stick around for that. And then the women's ministry is also part of the church. It's usually all the members, the women, women that want to get together and just create, you know, this kind of community to help each other and encourage one another. So they have different activities that they do through that program. The other part is that's kind of in the middle is the youth programs.
Mm-hmm.
We have character building programs, and within that we also have music programs. So we have both of them. We usually tend to do whatever music it is more a spiritual focus.
Mm-hmm.
But we have different things that we can encourage kids to just learn. You know, like I mentioned earlier, that's how I got hooked into the Salvation Army. So we know that music can play a big part in people's lives. So we try to get them, you know, to encourage them to learn a new instrument, you know, like guitar or piano. Or we also have other activities like dance or drama that they can just kind of engage with if they don't feel they're very musical, right? Drama is a good option.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have those programs that are kind of more spiritual led. And then, like you mentioned, we have the feeding program that's, you know, reaching out to the community and helping them with food and the food pantry.
Those basic needs.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you did mention the Good Neighbor Energy Fund. That is something that we partner up with National Grid and other companies that, you know, that do all the utility stuff. And this program, how it works, it's really interesting. It's really interesting. Not many people know this because we're so focused on low income mm-hmm. that they don't know that we have actually a program for medium income level. So those are people that, you know, do have a job that are, they're able to make a good amount of money, but they've come into some kind of issue that they need assistance. Mm-hmm. So that program, the Good Neighbor Energy Fund, is for those people that are kind of like just above, you know, in the medium income level. But, you know, someone got sick and they don't have enough money to pay for the utilities, or someone got hurt in the work, or they just got fired, or yeah. they just got, you know, let go or something, and they just need a little boost. So that's what the Good Neighbor Energy Fund is, mm-hmm. is so that then they won't fall into the lower income.
Right. Yes. Kind of keep them afloat.
Yes,
give
exactly.
them that little bridge until they can get back on their feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you mentioned obviously the spiritual aspect of it. I mean, as you know, as you're very clear, this is the root of all this was was spiritual, right? Mm-hmm. You are a non-denominational. You have non-denominational services, mm-hmm. and in fact, the whole reason that you're even involved is because of that. Because your mom, like you were saying before, when you guys came to the United States, your mom was looking for a church,
yep.
and she found the Salvation Army, and then voila, you know, here you are all these years later, right?
Yeah.
That's your life, right? So that was her introduction because she was looking for a church. So we don't want to lose sight of the fact that you are a church.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about some of the services that you have available and when that would be if somebody wanted to attend.
Yeah, along with what I just mentioned with Bible study and the women's ministries, we also have our Sunday services. We have our Sunday school that starts at 10 a.m. and then our services at 11. Everyone is welcome. We have people from different backgrounds, different stages in life. And the doors are open for anyone. You know, as an organization that started with those that were being pushed away, pushed aside and ignored, mm-hmm. We continue that mission of just inviting anyone that, you know, maybe they have issues with addiction or they have mm-hmm. Issues not finding a home, right? They're homeless and they don't know where to go on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. The doors are open for anyone that wants to come in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so some of the other services that we were talking about originally were, we mentioned on the disaster response services, the emergency disaster services. And a lot of people are familiar with the Salvation Army trucks, right? Mm-hmm. That we see on TV when there is a you know, disaster somewhere, a hurricane, tornado, earthquake, floods, but also locally here, you know, when there's a need, if there's a fire, right, a house fire, you know, like specifically recently, the fire at the Wagon Wheel Motel in Lenox, right, where people were displaced and there were emergency workers who, it was a cold day, so they needed something warm to eat and drink and everything, so you guys provide things like that. But when we talk about those parts where the Salvation is responding to large-scale disasters, and sometimes even the truck here from Pittsfield will be dispatched if it's big enough, if there's big enough of a need. How does somebody get involved with that part? Is there training involved to be able to go on one of those missions?
Yeah, so locally we do have a EDS group, mm-hmm. so Emergency Disaster Service group right now, and you can join that group if that's something that you're really passionate about, you want to be part of it. You will have to first do some forms, of course, just like the volunteering. Mm-hmm. You will have to fill out some forms, and then there's some training afterwards. There are different kinds of training because you will have to deal with different situations. Mm. If there are people that have just lost everything that they have, you know, you kind of need some kind of way to how to talk to them and how to deal with that situation. That kind of we see it as a ministry. We call it a ministry of presence, just being there for them, and just maybe listening to what's going on in there with them. And along with that, we bring things that they might need, like food or or clothing or anything like that. There are opportunities if there are big disasters that we send people out. But has a kind of big, and there must be a big need. So like you did mention, that the truck from here from Pittsfield has been taken to different locations in the country because of that. But while that's not happening, you might see the truck still around, because every other Friday the truck is in front of the library in Pittsfield giving hot foods to the homeless there as well. So even though we might not be somewhere else, we try to still serve our community with a truck. We don't just let it sit around doing nothing, just so we can continue to serve here locally as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I have seen it over there.
Yeah.
I forgot that that's part of what you guys, I forgot that that was one of the things that you guys regularly do. And yes, of course, you've got the tool, you've got this truck, take it out, maybe not everybody can make their way down to West Street.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that you can provide some mobile services and go out to folks and meet them where they're at. Now, if somebody were to sign up for this thing, and the training, I would imagine, would be pretty encompassing, like you said, as far as like how to engage with folks who are going through a trauma. The last thing you want to do is say the wrong thing that makes it worse, right? So a lot of times the answer is just don't say anything, right? Just sit and listen, right? That's usually the answer, the default. But so I'm sure that training provides people with that proper guidance and gives them some good examples of what they can do. I would also imagine that when you are going on some of these things, you need to be prepared to maybe have accommodations that, you're not staying at the Ritz, right? You're probably maybe even staying in a tent or double or quadruple stacked in a hotel room, right? Because you're going to a disaster location. And they're going to put you up, but there's only so much that they have. And maybe if it's a big enough disaster, those accommodations also need to be used by those folks who are recovering from that disaster. So you need to be prepared to, you got to be a little tough about this.
Exactly. Right? And you got to get ready to get your hands dirty as well. I've been part of this programs in the past. So like I mentioned, I'm from Chicago. So while I was there, there was a flood and I had to go in there and help families that had a basement full of just their furniture and all the stuff. And we had to go in there and kind of help them take it out. And it was a messy day, but we being able to just help someone else through that, because they weren't going to have the money to hire a company to clean everything for them. So just us being there to help them and give them some food and not worry about cooking that day because we got them covered. We're just trying to be there for people as best as we can, even with small actions like that.
And of course, because, the Salvation Army has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, and you've really proven yourself nationally and internationally. You said 132 different countries you guys are established in. So you have those resources, you have that infrastructure that is probably very much needed during those events. So what a great pairing for the Salvation Army to be able to help out in these disasters. So if you're interested in something like that, you can always check it out on the website and see what's required of that and throw your name in the hat and see what happens, right? See if you can go through the training. But that's, like you said, some of that's local, but sometimes it's more far reaching. But here locally, let's talk again about the food bank and the hot meals program that you offer. Because that is a real staple of what you do here in Pittsfield. So can we review that again for people who are just joining us as to when that is available?
So our feeding program, we are open from Monday through Thursday, from 10:30 until 11:30. Everyone's welcome. It's pretty easy. Just the doors are open. Just walk in and go and get some food and sit there. We even give every once in a while, if we have some extras, we're able to give them some food so they can take home for the later on. Or if they know someone that needs some food, they can take it for them. along with that, we have the food pantry Monday through Wednesday at 12, and we're done around 3. Same thing. The doors will be open if you are in need of anything extra. We are able to sometimes even give diapers, like I mentioned earlier. That's a big one. Whenever people hear diapers, they're like, okay, I'll be there, because it can be a little pricey. But we just try to partner up with, you know, with the community as they donate foods and goods, so then we can kind of bring it out to the community.
And when we talk about services here in the community, we already talked earlier about the kettle, right, and the bell ring that we see at all the stores this time of year. That's what kind of drew me to give you a call, because I'm like, hey, you know, it's you're on Salvation Army is on everybody's mind this time of year. The funds that you do raise, where does that money go?
So everything stays local. That, you know, we always let people know that because you never know, right? You never know. Thankfully, the Salvation Army is very diligent about whatever money is raised in your area stays there. It doesn't go anywhere else. So everything that goes into that red bucket, it goes to the feeding program, goes to the youth programs, goes to the food pantry. It goes to us being able to keep those lights on so we can keep bringing people in this cold weather so they can have a hot meal in our building. So it's all for us to continue to just do those services. So it all stays here. If you feel like you want to write a check and you don't know if it's really going to come here, I always tell people, just make sure you write it to the Salvation Army, put in the memo line, say for the Pittsfield Corps. Yes, to stay local. You know, the way that it works is that if you do donate online or by check, is that they look at your zip code. So whatever zip code you live at, that's where it stays. But if you don't, you know, if you have another zip code, but you want to donate to Pittsfield, just make sure you put in the memo, you know, for the Pittsfield Corps. Or you can even write a letter if you would like to be more diligent about it, just saying that you want it to go specifically here. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because obviously, you know, when we were just talking about the national response that the Salvation Army has and how broad it is. So that's great to hear that if you are from this area and you contribute to one of those kettles at Walmart or one of the Market 32s or Stop a Shop too.
Yep.
Is that right?
Stop a Shop.
That the money is staying here for local folks, for local services. So that's great. That's reassuring. Thank you for sharing that. So I know as well, let's talk a little bit about the summer camp that the Salvation Army has, right? Is it Camp Wonderland? Is that right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's Camp Wonderland. It's in Sharon, Massachusetts. It's a little far. It's like around 2.5 hours, maybe 3 with some traffic. But we offer... that's for summer programs, a whole week of summer for kids to go and just spend some time in nature, pretty much. So we, the one of the things that the kids like and don't like is that we say no electronics. So they have to leave their phones at home, you know, their tablets, to just go and just socialize with other kids and just enjoy the outdoors. You know, it's right next to a lake, so they're able to go and just swim at the lake. You know, as you know, when I was a kid and I went to camp, I loved it. I enjoyed it and I miss it. Right. So we just want to give that kind of opportunity for other children as well. The great thing about our program is that it's financially anyone can go. We only charge $50, which usually camps for a whole week. It's way more than that. So it varies every year. You know, maybe this summer it might be a little bit more than that, but we never charge them the full price. We try to. So some of the funds from the Red Kettle will also go to that to make sure that we are able to send kids. So it might vary depending on how much funds we have for that program. You know, maybe one day it will be 50, another summer will be 100. We always have to look at that. But that compared to other programs that are usually $300 or up to $600 for for a whole week. We're able to just give them that. If there's any family that is really interested, but they don't even have the $100 for whatever reason, we try to make a program for them so they can pay in parts. Mm-hmm. We just want to make sure that we are able to welcome just anyone, and we don't want any restrictions, even if it's financial. We want to make sure that these kids have that opportunity of just being in summer camp, just enjoying summer away from devices and all that, right?
And that's a 1 week?
Yes, it's a whole week.
1 week, okay.
Yeah, so housing is included and all the food is included. Travel is also included. So mm-hmm. we take a van from here, we drive them all over there, and then mm-hmm. we bring them back as well. So everything's covered with whatever the payment may be.
Yeah. And when you mentioned, the kids get to go out into nature, I'm sure there's some people who are like, hey, we're in the Berkshires, right? Right? What do you mean they go to nature?
Yeah.
But the reality of it is that unless you have a reason to be out into the nature here, mm-hmm. so you could live here in Berkshire County and not have the opportunities to really take advantage of those or have those experiences, even though you're right here.
Yeah.
So this program is something that will give kids that directed sort of experience and take them away from their devices.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what we've noticed, is that kids want to be with other kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a younger son. He doesn't like nature that much, right? He's one of those kids that like, okay, I want to watch TV all day long. And I get it because I used to be like that too when I was younger. but when I tell him like, oh, it's camp, like I would sign you up to a camp, he's excited because mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm going to see my friend or I'm going to meet new kids. They have like a carnival every year. Mm-hmm. So they get to have fun with other kids. So if you just involve other kids there, they're like, okay, yes, I want to go now. But with a hike with you, I don't know if I want to go on a hike with you. I'll go have fun with kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And just having that different environment.
Exactly.
Whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Again, we want to bring everybody's attention to those kettles because this is Christmas time. Mm-hmm. This is that season of giving. But, as we were talking before, having been a bell ringer volunteering in the past, don't, as you're walking by the bell ringers, don't feel compelled to have to give anything. And I know that we talked earlier that one of my problems nowadays is that I don't carry cash with me. So I've gotten better about it because I know this is the time of year to be ready for that. But what the captain explained is that there is, you don't need cash, that there is a QR code, mm-hmm. right, that's available on the signage. So you can use your phone. But again, no pressure to do it. As I was joking about before, some people would walk by and do everything they could to avoid eye contact, yeah. right? And, just want to say hi, just hi, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever it might be. Don't feel pressured, because we know there are a lot of generous people here in this county. Captain, being new to the county, I'm sure you've already had the privilege of seeing that.
Yeah.
Just how much generosity there is here and how much there is collaboration between different organizations. So again, welcome to the Berkshires.
Yeah.
So we've got about 2 minutes left. What would you like to kind of wrap up with? What's your takeaway message here for everybody?
Well, for this season, we just want to thank all the donors and all the volunteers that have helped us throughout this time. I've only been here for a few months, but it's been great to see people that want to help one another in the community here in Pittsfield. Just recently, just yesterday and Wednesday, we had our toy distribution. We were able to give toys to over 300 kids, and that was great too, because that was all donated, like mm-hmm. all the toys were donated, and we were able to provide that for the kids. So we're just thankful, and if you are able to, while you're going out and shopping, if you can just give a dollar or even some coins or even just a hello, mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, we would just really like that. But we want to thank everyone that has been involved.
Yeah, and again, if you want to give to the or volunteer with the the Red Cross, I'm sorry, the Salvation Army here in Pittsfield. You can call 442-0624. They're located at 298 West Street. So again, thank you everybody for coming today and listening to us. If you want to see the whole show, you can go to PCTV and watch the video. But from all of us here at WTBR, we appreciate that you are joining us for the morning drive, and we hope that you enjoy this weekend. Thank you for being here.